When Dr. America first encountered the imperative reinvent yourself at the mall, his first reaction was, why? What does this retailer know about me that I don't? Is my current self somehow inadequate? In a consumer culture, of course, the answer is usually, yes, you are inadequate. What's inadequate about me is that I'm not hip or up to date or new and improved. I'm pretty much the same as I always was. I'm boring, which is one of the mortal sins of the modern age. What the sign seems to say is that I should reinvent myself simply for the sake of novelty, for what Dr. America considers no good reason at all. Dr. America's second reaction to the sign was that I'm not sure I was invented in the first place, and even if I was, I don't think I did the inventing of this self. Within most religious traditions, people are created, not invented. They are persons, not devices or contrivances. The rhetoric of invention, while it resonates perfectly with American ideals of discovery and progress, suggests to Dr. America the demeaning of human nature. The idea of inventing the self makes people seem like light bulbs or cars or computers. It's more like Frankenstein than Genesis. And the rhetoric of the self reinventing the self multiplies the discomfort. It's solipsistic, utterly ignoring the communities and relationships that shape us all in countless ways. Still, the sign said, reinvent yourself. Dr. America's third reaction was, how? The ad was located in the women's apparel area of a large department store. As a man, Dr. America couldn't find this injunction very helpful. But it's hard to believe that it would help a woman either. In this setting, reinvent yourself seems to mean change the way you look. And that seems to translate directly into buy some new clothes. But what kind of self could possibly be reinvented by the purchase of a new blouse or a pair of capri pants, or even a whole new wardrobe? When Dr. America thinks about the self, he thinks about character and virtues, habits and discipline. It strikes Dr. America that none of these should be affected by new clothes, not even the emperor's new clothes. The only self changed by a change of clothes is the commodity self, the self defined by its pattern of possessions. If we understand the self only as a role, only as a persona, and not as a person, then perhaps a change of costume would make a difference. But the whole truth is that that's not the whole self. Coming as it does in April, this commercial promotion coincides with other seasonal reinventions, connecting to cultural themes of renewal that are always a part of springtime. Like many other Americans, Dr. and Mrs. America practice spring cleaning and do a bit of yard work. It's renewal, but not really self-reinvention. Within Judaism, spring accompanies Passover, a celebration of remarkable spiritual renewal. In the Christian tradition, Passover is attached to a season of self-renewal called Lent. By custom, Lent is 40 days of discipline and sacrifice, reflection and repentance. And it culminates with the resurrection when believers put on new clothes in Christ. Passover and Lent invite us to think about character and virtues, habits and discipline. They do invite us to reinvent ourselves. So in many ways, this retailer's promotion is a secular version of Lent. And the difference between religious repentance and stylish reinvention suggests just how far American consumer culture has come. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, reading all the signs of our times.